We're joined now by Scott Jacobs. He lives in Rancho Santa Fe. That's about 30 miles north of San Diego. Last week, we featured him on our program. Madeline Brand was reporting from his neighborhood. He's back with us now. Scott Jacobs, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hey, hi.
How are things going there? What do things look like now?
Right now, it kind of looks like the surface of the moon around the house. Everything's black and gray. Everything's charred.
So your home didn't actually burn in that community, right?
No, it burnt the homes around us on three sides and all behind us, and then our house, our yard, got burnt up to the house. It actually burnt even the wires in the back of the house, in the walls, but it didn't catch the house on fire.
Now, you were there. You had gone back to try to take care of things there. Do you think that's why you saved your house?
Well, my house, I have a lot of defensible space around my house. We had the firemen come out about 2 years ago, and they walked around our property and told us what they thought we should change, and we did do that. We're stucco. We have tile roof. I think that helped us out a lot.
So you did what people are supposed to do. You asked the firemen for advice, and then you actually took the advice.
Yes, because I know that a lot of the homes around probably could have been saved if, you know, trees weren't right up next to the house and they didn't have wooden decks and things like that the fire department said wasn't a great idea living on a canyon.
How many houses burned in your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood, 8.
Out of what, 50 or so?
There's 50 homes in our community, and 8 of them are lost, all down, pretty much down the same end towards the canyon.
Tell me, what do you do when you're not staying home to defend your house?
Well, I'm an artist. I do all the official art for Harley Davidson and Marilyn Monroe's estate and Elvis Presley and Chevrolet. And I travel making appearances all over the world.
Well, I wonder if you think differently about what you do or who you are or what has happened after this last week.
I'll tell you, what I did realize is that what I did last week, I mean, we had my 15-year-old daughter out there, my 17-year-old daughter, Olivia and Alexa, my nephew, my wife, Sharon, neighbors like Joe Mullins and the Zemans, Tom and Julian Zeman and the Hawkings. We're all in here, and what we were doing was we were running around, putting out fires that were right on top of houses. We pulled a log pile away from a house that was burning up the side of the house with a propane tank next to it, and we realized that what we were doing then, at that time, was so much more important than I did. You know, painting a pretty picture all day and selling it as a limited-edition print to somebody is great for my livelihood. But what I was doing at that moment was so much more important than doing anything I did in the past.
You all had a gathering Saturday night?
Yeah, we did. All the neighbors decided to have a barbecue get-together right in front of our house and to toast us and toast everybody, the people that were in here saving the neighborhood. I mean, we lost a lot of homes, but by the time we got back in, which was Monday late afternoon, early evening, most of the homes that are going to burn down, already burnt down, but there was fires all through the neighborhood. There was fires two houses over at Hap's house that was burning right next to a big camper they had there. The flames were going 10, 15 feet in the air. They were swirling. And we're just jumping fence after fence in between these yards to put out these fires. And it was weird. It was a bizarre feeling because normally if I saw something like that, the last thing I would do was run over to it and put myself in harm's way with all these flames. But none of us thought that. None of us thought, you know, about, you know, what was going to happen to us. We were just worried about getting the flames out. I know I wasn't supposed to be in here, and the other people that were here weren't supposed to be in here. We were supposed to be evacuated. But if we weren't here, maybe our entire neighborhood would have gone up. So I'm glad we were here. It was a great experience for my kids to be here, to do what they did, and for everybody else involved.
I was going to ask you about them. They're 15 and 17?
15 and 17, two girls. I mean, we were in flip-flops. The firemen that saw us called us the flip-flop brigade.
Have you had a moment with them since then to kind of see what changes this might have made in them?
I tell you, the thing that's really hurt them the most is to see their best friend's home next door be destroyed, because they said that they felt guilty because ours was here and everything around us is gone. I mean, I don't feel guilty. I feel blessed that our house is here, and we're doing everything we can for our neighbors. Whatever they need, whatever we can do for them, we're going to do for them. But they're just upset for their friends who had big losses.
How do they feel about what they did, though?
You know,
I mean, that's a lot for a 15, 17-year-old.
My daughter's horoscope 2 days ago said, this is my daughter Olivia, her horoscope said, you've done something incredible. Don't be afraid to tell people about it. That was her horoscope from 2 days ago. I mean, it's pretty amazing what they did.
Scott Jacobs, who lives in Rancho Santa Fe, north of San Diego. Scott, thank you for speaking with us again, and good luck there in the community.
Hey, thank you so much.